to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's an NFL weekend. We got the playoffs. There's four big games coming up. What do you think about that, Bob?
It's pretty exciting because our Lions, of course, are in it, and that prompted me to design the whole show around the football playoffs, and I can't talk about football without thinking about Coach Vermeil, so he's on the live line right now. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing okay for an old man, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
So are we.
Yeah, we're right behind you, pal.
Yeah.
So, Jop, you got some questions for the coach.
I do. Coach, we got four games. Of course, our Lions are on the top of our list playing the Commanders. What are your thoughts about that game?
Well, you know, Detroit's a better team. You know, there's no question about it. They've been the better team all year. And they might even have been the better team last year. But as we know, the only rule that's not in the NFL record book or rules book is the best team has to win. And the favorites lose between 20 and 25% of the time over these years. But I don't think, personally, I don't think there is anybody that can beat Detroit if they play like they've been playing, okay?
Right. We've got some injuries on the defensive side of the ball that have hampered us a little bit, but our offense is coming back. We've got some guys back from with that week off, I think, healed a couple guys.
Well, you know, those guys have been injured for a long time and they played well without them.
You're right. You know, you're right
and
there.
And they haven't used it as an excuse. Campbell's done a beautiful job on the mental side as well as the physical and technical side. Those guys believe they can win regardless of who is playing the position.
Well, you came to mind specifically because your three teams that you once coached are all doing really well. So your legacy is providing strength. What are your thoughts about, of course, the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles are a better football team. Yeah, there is no question about it. The Rams last week, that night that they played, Monday night, probably nobody could beat them.
Wasn't that something?
Every once in a while, a team puts together an effort like that and executes beautifully. And they played with such passion and intensity and focus and concentration. It's hard to beat them. It's questionable whether they can do that 2 weeks in a row because they probably played a little better than they are. And that's a great salute and tribute to Sean McVay. You know, it's in his DNA. That's all there is to it. Well, and I don't see him coming here to beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia's maybe the most talented team in football.
Wow. Well, us Lions fans do enjoy watching the Rams because they've got our old quarterback, Matt Stafford.
Oh, yeah. Matt, he's a troop. When he is on, oh, my God. If he starts out the game hot, my God, he sizzles through the whole first half. It's amazing.
He sure can thread the needle.
Yes, he can.
So what are your other thoughts on the other teams?
Well, you know, the Buffalo-Baltimore game is really a Super Bowl game. They might be close to the two best teams in football all playing a playoff game against each other, you know. So I don't know. My computer says that Buffalo's going to beat them by three. It's going to be tough. It's for both teams. I don't know which team's going to win that football game. Chances are the team that will win it is the team that didn't commit some kind of a foul and extend an offensive drive and allow somebody to keep moving the ball. Or when you had somebody stop, you got a holding call on the secondary and to give them a first down and they keep the ball going and go on down and score. I think it's going to come down to some kind of play like that rather than the superior team just winning.
They're closely matched. They're closely matched. Of course, the last game is the Texans and the Chiefs. You know a little bit about that, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, my computer says the Chiefs by 9 over Houston, and that might be true. You know, Houston is not as good a football team, okay, as the Chiefs. And they played very well the last 2 years with a new staff and organization and young quarterback. But I can't see them going into Kansas City and beat them. The only problem is if the Chiefs think that today, then it could be an upset. because your team has got to be ready to play in these playoff games. And if you're emotionally not as prepared because you think the other team can't beat you, that could be a real negative.
Right. That's when the fouls start coming.
No question. That's when the lack of concentration comes in. That's when you start dropping balls and jumping offside and don't think it's big because you can make it up in the next series, and sometimes you can't.
If Campbell's done anything, he's reined in the Lions' fouls.
They're the least penalized team in football, I think, aren't they?
I don't know.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them, yeah.
So Coach, I've been watching football. You've been coaching football a lot longer than I've been watching it. But my observation is with Campbell a couple of years ago brought back the fourth down as a playable down, not just a pass down where I'm going to kick it every time I get to a fourth down. I see the whole league has embraced that now.
Right.
Do you see that? Has Campbell started that, or has it been going on and I just wasn't aware?
No, it was brought on by analytics, each team having an analytic department. I think Campbell, because they're doing well, has emphasized it and been successful. The only problem with analytics, when they lose, they don't fire the analytic guy. Okay. They can backfire. I can name you a Super Bowl I saw, 2022, when Cincinnati gets the opening drive, starts the drive, goes down on inside they're still inside their own territory, goes for it on fourth down, doesn't make it. The Rams go down and score. Okay, the Rams end up winning the game by a slight margin because he gambled too early, too soon in the bad area of the field. Sometimes, you know, gamble is not sure thing taking. Gamble is a gamble. Okay, and I'm not as big on this gambling stuff as other coaches or as Coach Campbell, because when you lose, you not only lose for yourself, your whole organization loses when you make a mistake like that. Yes, there's times you're going to win. I say sometimes they would have won anyway. Okay?
Right.
And the other thing is when you're a better team, you gamble less.
Yeah, well, there, that's a great point. There, right. You score with confidence, and you need three downs to get 10, not four. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So given our love for food and matching up these teams, we've geared the rest of the show. You're teeing it off for everybody, but we're geared the rest of the show with this different cities and the foods they're famous for, so food you can cook during your football game. And, of course, for Buffalo, I know Buffalo is going to be in. I mean, I feel Buffalo is going to be in there. You got to do Buffalo wings and Buffalo dip. Randy loves making Buffalo dip. And for Detroit, they're very famous for Coney dogs. Are you familiar with Coney dogs?
No. I'm not big on the wings either. To me, they're mostly 80% fat. Okay. So, give me a good slab of ribs or a nice steak on the grill or on the smoker, or, you know, or smoked chicken and all that stuff I picked up in St. Louis and Kansas City. Bob knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Then you're really living.
You're probably about due for a new smoker.
No. I've had more smokers than I've had cars, okay?
Okay.
I've got a good one now with a rotisserie inside it and everything. Boy, it's a dandy.
That's cool. Nice.
So, Coach, if you're looking into your crystal ball, what do you see the Super Bowl looking like? Which teams do you think will make it?
Well, I think Detroit will make it with a real challenge from the Eagles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I between Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City, I don't know, but I wouldn't bet against Kansas City.
Right. Yep. So we're looking at a Chiefs-Lions.
They all have to go. If Kansas City wins and either one of those other teams win, they still have to go to Kansas City and beat them.
Right.
Now, you know, Buffalo did a pretty good job there, you know. But it'll be tough. But I don't know if Kansas City, and I don't know if Kansas City thinks they're quite as good as they were last year. But if they can solve the offensive line problems, then they'll be able to throw the ball downfield a little further. And you know that Mahomes can do it, and the receivers can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's the Super Bowl, to me, there's four teams that are going to be contesting for it a week from this week. And that'll decide that then either one of those teams, if they can beat Kansas City, they deserve to be world champion, okay?
Great, Coach. Well, Coach, we're running out of time, but thanks so much for your insight and your discussion with us today. We truly appreciate you getting up this morning and making time for the Grilling Guys.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach Dick Vermeil, a legend, and it's really cool that he takes time to join the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to do some tailgate food for you for the big games this weekend. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Hall Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Join us for happy hour Monday through Saturday from 4 to 7, with 30% off brick oven pizzas and $1 off beer and wine. Enjoy your meal and drinks on our large outdoor patio, or even take your pizzas to go. Happy hour deals also available at our sister location, Wealthy Street Bakery, which is on the corner of Wealthy and Union. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Backyard master. Hit the brakes, it's going to be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, a little chilly one. Geez, you might want to put a little windbreak around your grill tonight because she's going to be cold.
Allegedly.
Know? Allegedly, yeah. Well, all I know is wind chill is just that. It's real.
Yeah.
And if you're out there tending to your cooking, you might want to have a toddy with you just to keep yourself warm.
Maybe a hot one.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's so great to hear from Coach, and I just want to let the listeners know, if you're not familiar with Coach Vermeil, you can go to your favorite movie purveyor, and you can download or rent the movie called Invincible. And it's I watched Invincible before I met Coach, and basically it's the story of when he was a college football coach in California for, I think, UCLA. He was hired by the Eagles to revive that team because they were the laughingstock of the nation. And he did something very unusual. He held an open tryout on a Saturday for anybody in Philadelphia or from anywhere who wanted to come in and do the tryouts. And everybody was mocking him, his whole team, all the coaches were disgusted, and they're like, oh, this is so stupid. They did this. And one person came out as really a great potential, and that's Vince Papale. And he's played by Mark Wahlberg in the movie, which is funny because Vince is a very tall Italian man. Mark Wahlberg is not. But Mark does a great job in the movie. And there's several different things, of course, Hollywood changed about it that Coach would tell you. But not to spoil the movie, if you've never seen Invincible, rent it because it's one of the best, good feeling stories you'll ever want to watch. And it's what propelled him to actually play in his team to make it to the Super Bowl. And then for him to be, of course, hired by the Rams. I think they were in St. Louis at the time. And then he was hired by the Chiefs where he ended up. And that's how I got to know him because I was working in Kansas City. And my best buddy out there, Rob Russell, who you all have heard plenty of times on the show, who's no longer with us, but Rob introduced me to Coach, and we started cooking for Coach and the Eagles at a fundraiser Coach does in Philadelphia every year for the Boy Scouts. And I got to meet Vince Papale and Frank LeMasters and just a whole bunch of legendary
right.
NFL guys, and they're just wonderful people. And you can see how they, you know.
That's on Disney Plus.
Is it?
Checked on that.
Oh,
Invincible,
okay.
Yeah. 2006, yeah. The movie came out. And it's got real good reviews.
Oh, so. it's phenomenal. Like I said, I watched it before I knew Coach. So when I'd go out to cook for him every year, I'd bring one of my kids. And the first kid I brought out was Jordan. So Jordan got to hang out with Coach, and Jordan was a big football player. And then the next year, because I like to take my kids on a trip every year, right? So the next year I brought Olivia out there. And she had all those NFL guys at the table just – just, you know, charming her, and she's so bashful at the time and everything. And it's just a memory that I'll never lose.
And she won't either. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Well, hey, we do have some big football games tonight. There are four of them going on, and our Lions play at 8 o'clock. So let's talk about a little bit of food that you might put together for the game. If you got guys coming over or families coming over or couples or whatever it is, you got to eat, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And so one of the things, we'll stick with the Detroit game first, because that's the one that's important to all of us. Comes on at 8 o'clock. And let's talk about a little bit of Detroit food and what that looked like.
Yeah, and you can go to thegrillingguys.com and check out the search tab at the top and just punch in Coney dogs.
Yeah.
And you'll find a couple of recipes there that are not as good as my favorite, which is Lafayette Coney in downtown Detroit, because this is my recipe and I just can't replicate those guys. It's still my favorite.
Right.
And you're never happy with your own food as you are with, you know, your heroes.
Right. Yeah.
And Lafayette and National are the two big competitors downtown Detroit, side by side. They're brothers, actually.
Yeah.
And they're making a killing.
Yeah.
But Lafayette is my favorite. And a Coney is actually ground beef heart.
Yep.
And if you say that fast enough, it sounds like beef heart.
Yeah.
But it's beef hearts.
Right.
And they grind them, double grind them. I double grind mine anyway. And it's probably one of the ways you can make heart muscle edible.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not going to be your favorite muscle.
Right. But it's ground and then it's made into a chili sauce. So there's a tomato base
on it. It's got tomatoes, paprika, mustard, onions, and you can look
garlic
at the recipe.
There, yeah.
You can look at the recipe on thegrillingguys.com and download it. But what I love about Lafayette is they've had this, I don't know, I haven't been there in a few years, so I don't know if the same guy is working the grill up front, but they put all these hot dogs, and I believe they use Dearborn hot dogs, but they put them on a flat top, and he just rolls them with his hand.
Okay.
It's really cool. Then he takes a big spatula, and he lifts up like 15 of them at a time and throws them on the ready-made buns, and then he takes the ladle for the Coney sauce and hits them all, and then they put onions on them,
right?
And then you put them on your plates and serve wonderful shoestring French fries, and my mouth's watering just thinking about them. They're so good.
Yeah,
but I like putting mustard on mine,
and
that's all it needs. It's just so wonderful.
Some people like those little shreddy pickles too, but those are good as well. But you can do all this at home because you can buy canned chili sauce, probably not Lafayette, but I know that you can buy canned chili sauce if you don't want to whip it up out of beef heart yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get a canned Coney sauce. I know you can buy Cincinnati Skyline chili in a can, but either way, you can also look in your freezer case and see if you can find Kogel makes a Coney sauce that's frozen in a tube. A lot of these Coney stations in Detroit, they actually buy that base sauce in a big frozen tube.
Uh-huh.
If you go to Eastern Market downtown Detroit by the Ford Stadium, Ford Field, there's a famous butcher down there, and he will sell you those tubes of frozen Coney sauce, which is really cool because then you can make your own. And you just basically take it home and you slice it up into whatever you think, and you keep them frozen, and then you have a set amount because it's a big stick.
Yeah.
You'll normally not need that much, but there's not much you have to do to it once you thaw that sauce.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Right. Just heat it up and ladle it on.
Otherwise, you can use ground beef. If you don't have a cow in your freezer, you can use ground beef, and you can go to thegrillingguys.com and look up some of those recipes we've put up there, and you'll be pretty close to very good.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Also, Detroit's known for Detroit style pizza,
which is a deep dish pizza, right?
Kind of, yeah. It's a square pizza with what my daughter-in-law, the bread maker in my house, describes as a baguette style dough.
Okay.
So if you want to buy some frozen dough and it's a baguette style, you'll be there.
Right. That's pretty cool. A little bit heartier, a little bit thicker crust.
Yep.
And
lots of grease.
In a square pan.
Lots of grease in the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, because they're always covered with pepperoni.
Jet's pizza is the closest thing you can get to. That is a Detroit pizza.
Yeah, right. And they're really good. All right. Well, that controls the, or covers rather, the Detroit game. We're going to talk about the Buffalo game next. And so we're going to hit a little bit of the wings, of course. There's a lot of ways to do those. And then if we got time, I might touch on my buffalo dip a little bit, too, because that's a hit for everybody.
Okay.
But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats, where our staff is always friendly and they all know our creed. Come on down to Sobey's and let us meet your needs. We have kielbasa, kapusta, chicken, pork, and beef. Seafood and hot sticks, a snack that can't be beat. Dairy and deli, groceries, beer and wine. And once you shop at Sobey's, you'll shop there all the time.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Please stop by to see Teresa and myself and the whole gang for good old-fashioned service at 3450 Remembrance Road. Make sure you visit SobeyMeats.com for our specials, and thank you for your support.
So when you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats. And if you're really satisfied, there's one way we can tell. When you leave the store, make sure you ring our bell.
Now hit me!
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking football. It's a big weekend, and it's a little nippy to be tailgating, so we're bringing the tailgate inside a little bit, but we're still going to use our grill, and we're still going to make some good food. So hang on. Here we go. We covered the Lions in the last game. Now there's this Buffalo game that's coming up,
yeah.
And Buffalo's playing the Ravens. Big rivalry there.
Yep.
And should be an excellent game, but when we think of Buffalo, what's on your mind, Bob?
Well, they're the only team that worries me.
Right.
And that's because my boss is a big Buffalo fan, and I hear it all day long.
Yeah, right.
And he hates the Lions. It's like, hey, you're a Canadian. Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know many people that don't like Buffalo wings other than people that have tried them and they were too hot. And you don't have to make Buffalo wings real hot.
Right.
But real good Buffalo wings are pretty hot.
Yep.
And if you go into Buffalo, New York, you'll find the two original wing purveyors, and they both claim they were the first ones to come up with it.
Sure, sure. And they're and so rightfully so, because they're good. They're both really, really good. You just got to decide which one you like. And when you make buffalo wings, there's a lot of options from a guy that,
yes.
You know, you can grill them, you can smoke them, you can deep fry them.
Yeah.
Most
people, I think, prefer deep fried,
right,
because they've been to BW3s.
Right. Yeah. Me, I'm a smoker guy. And
I didn't know that.
Right. And the buffalo wings that I make start out smoked, and oftentimes that comes with a dry rub. And what I mean is that I'll put some sort of barbecue profile on there. You know, our buddy T Gid has got a new Cajun spice that he's
perfect
got out
for buffalo
perfect
wings.
For buffalo yeah. wings. Yeah, exactly. I made some earlier around New Year's Eve for that. But those wings, when I put them on a smoker, you heard, if you listened to the first segment, Coach talked about he didn't like buffalo wings too much because they're too fatty.
Yeah.
Well, if you smoke them, that takes care of that.
Well,
because that'll render out of there.
He's got – Rob taught him how to use a smoker.
Okay.
Okay. And Coach knows how to smoke some meat.
Yeah.
He does a pretty good brisket, and he said he smokes chicken. So – I think he's had a lot of wings in places where they just deep fry them and they are greasy.
Right.
And there's the problem with deep frying. But I'm not totally opposed to a little quick deep fry after the smoker.
That's where I was going to go, exactly, because while it's a little bit messy to get
the
deep
texture.
Fryer out, but sometimes when you smoke them, because you're low and slow, right, you're not turning the heat way up on these, the skin's just a little bit rubbery,
yep.
And it's not bad for you. But it's a texture thing.
Yeah.
And if you like them crunchy a little bit, then you want to crisp them up.
You know, texture has become such a big word in food now.
Right.
I mean, back when I started cooking, maybe as a new dad or whatever, I don't know that anybody ever talked about texture.
No, we focused on flavor.
yeah,
exactly.
Not burning it.
Right, yeah,
deal.
Right. Yeah, but so the wings can sometimes come out. The skin isn't crispy, and people like skin on their chicken wings.
So do you is that breading? Do you bread them before? There's no breading at all?
No.
Not the way we do it.
Okay.
But a lot of people do.
Right.
I mean, you could smoke them and then batter them and deep fry them, and that I've never tried. But
I haven't either.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but the you can't really get, I guess there's air fryers that people would tell you they can get stuff crispy with
not
a batter on it, but it's not the same as deep frying. It just doesn't crisp
you
up.
You can't batter anything and air fry it, that's
right.
For sure.
Right.
Well, I'm a big fan of buffalo chicken dip, and it's everywhere now. Every gathering we have. Now, I had some over Christmas. That was just okay. But the problem that one of my favorite people made with theirs was that she didn't cut the chicken up. If you're going to use chicken breast, which I wouldn't do, I would use skinless, boneless thighs because it's the only way to go. But if you're going to use breasts, that's a long, stringy muscle.
Right.
You've got to cut those against the grain about every 3/4 inch and chop it when you're done grilling or smoking it, because then when you put it in your dip, you can actually get it out of the bowl.
Right.
This stuff was so long and stringy that you couldn't really dip it very easily.
Right.
And I think that's a big deal. I don't know how you do yours, but
yeah, it's a chop. And I use maybe like a 1/2-inch dice on it. And they're little cubes of chicken.
After you smoke it?
Right. Yeah, it's been cooked, right, and it's smoked. And again, you can put some spice on that chicken to give it a little bit of flavor. And that Cajun rub is a real good one for that. But it's always cooked because I'm not going to leave the dip in the oven long enough to cook raw chicken.
Right.
It needs to be cooked before I put it in there.
Right.
But just think about
not
this.
Not to say you can't bake your chicken and chop it.
Right.
Let's say you don't have a grill.
Right.
Or it's too snowy and cold or you're out of gas.
Right. You just need to put cooked chicken in it.
Yep.
Okay. So the other thing is just think about this, is you want to be able to, I like those little scoops, whatever brand it is, Tostitos or whatever scoops you get, the little cup chips.
Fritos.
I like to scoop some of those out of
there. Yeah, Doritos.
And the chicken's got to go in that. A couple pieces of that cube chicken, if you get it with every scoop, it just makes the bite amazing.
Right, and the small chop is good chop.
Yep. You got it.
So you have a favorite buffalo sauce you like to buy.
I do. It's called Moore's, Moore's, and it is a buffalo.
It's perfect.
It's a buffalo ranch sauce, and people love ranch. People eat ranch on everything, but it's a buffalo ranch sauce that comes in. It's orange, when I get to the stage when I'm making it, that's what I sprinkle on the top of it.
And what's the heat level on that?
Medium. Mm-hmm. It's not hot, and it's not.
Right. So everybody can eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I noticed that this last time there was a lot of that buffalo dip left over. And the other problem that this person made was there wasn't enough sauce. So it was so thick and it was so hard to scoop out that it was inconvenient.
Yeah.
You could use a spoon, but you still got to get it on a chip somehow.
Right.
And it should be a one-handed
hors d'oeuvre. Yeah, it needs to be a little loose. Right? I mean, enough sauce and the cream cheese melted together that it's a little loose that you can get in there and dip it out of there.
And if it's not, just add a little water to it. Hydrate that or some beer. Do something to get some hydration in that. So there is a bit of a sauce there and not just a paste.
Right. Yep. Because you'll break your chip. And then you've bogarted the dip when there's chunks of chip in there, right?
That's true.
Don't bogart the dip.
That's right, man. You can't do that.
It's like opening the bag wrong.
Right. Yeah.
There's a term for in our house for that.
Yeah.
And my wife calls it hagadorning the bag because this girl whose maiden name is Hagadorn, if somebody opened the bag wrong, it was that family.
I see. Yeah. Right. Rip the edge so then it gets stale if you don't eat them all the first time.
Don't hagadorn the bag.
Yeah.
So back to the buffalo wings. There are honestly two great restaurants in Buffalo that claim to own that title. And they're both fantastic. If you ever get to Buffalo, New York, and I understand if you don't.
Right.
Because it's another Rust Belt city that's been left by the globalists to just rot and decay. They at least have a football team, but I think Buffalo could make a comeback. But it's worth going just to try some original wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good. I mean, you go to the homeland where they were invented, and you're going to find out something when you get there.
And there, you better be ready for some heat. And yeah. That's the part I like. Yeah. I love a good spicy buffalo wing.
Yeah, I know. You enjoy sweating when you eat. That's never been one of my my fond memories of a dish.
Well,
once in a while, you know, if I've got a big, tall, cold beer, I can eat some spicy wings if I'm washing them down a little bit with that. But overall, if I can't feel my taste buds anymore, then I'm kind of out on food. I'm not that big of a hot guy, but
that's okay.
A lot of people are.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to make a totally sexist joke. Can you believe that?
No. What I can't believe is you held back.
Wow.
It's yeah. my age is starting to pay off. Yeah. But I think one of my favorite foods in honor of Coach will be coming up in the next segment, and that's a good Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, Philadelphia Ooh. Is playing the Rams. That's one of the games that's coming on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Coach's two teams playing each other.
We're going to talk about a Philly cheesesteak sandwich and some other things, but that should be that's a good recipe. Bob actually perfected that when we had the barbecue shack open in Lowell, and I'm sure he's going to share that recipe with us. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's playoff weekend. What a great time to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, and make some great appetizers. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's going to be a cold one this weekend, and I think don't let that stop you from getting out in your backyard, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. You'll be one of the few that are out there, I'm sure, because most people wimp out. You know,
and wear your pants, your big boy pants.
Yeah, right.
Not a dress.
Right. If you got some fleece-lined jeans, this would be the day to
use
them.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
But get out there and fire up a grill. They work really well in this cold weather.
I was at Dunham's while I was at deer camp. I had to get some new boots. And I bought some of these. I love these hiking pants. And I bought the fleece-lined hiking pants.
Yeah.
Ooh. Those are so warm and comfortable. They're a little better than blue jeans because the material kind of stretches a little bit. But those are good for winter grilling.
I don't want to get too personal, but I'm wearing fleece-lined pants right now, baby, because it's cold out, and I don't like myself to get cold.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Do they chafe you in the winter?
Do they what?
Chafe Do they you. Chafe you in the
it's
winter?
A texture?
No, that's the opposite. They're so soft, they never chafe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a texture thing?
Yeah. You must not have any, Conrad, or you'd know that.
You know, it is the
man.
There
he goes low.
It's the free snowmobile weekend throughout Michigan this weekend. So
they giving you snowmobiles to ride? What do you
mean
by that?
No, they don't. But you don't have to have, you know, a special.
Oh, government permission?
Yeah.
A trail permit or something?
Yeah, you don't need a trail permit.
Really? I didn't even know they had that. I mean, everybody buys those permits. It supports the guys that groom the trails.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what
it does, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what they tell you?
No,
it always amazes me in Gaylord that they have a super highway for snowmobiles that goes underneath, is it 127 or whatever it is, the main drag up there?
Yeah, 75.
Man, you go to a bar and they've got more snowmobiles out front
than
cars.
Yeah.
You'd go through the drive-thru at Burger King and you've got a snowmobile behind you.
That's the way the Chase Creek Smokehouse is. It's on that old railroad
between Ludington
spur that they turned into a trail, and the snowmobilers love it.
Yep.
Chase Creek sold, by the way.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, a local man bought it.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so Pat and Linda are off to retirement.
Well, they deserve that.
Yes.
They put a lot of years into Chase, Michigan.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Since I just accidentally fell in love with Philly cheesesteaks, and I did it because my good buddy Bob Dubisky gave me a deal on something he was repping. He gave me a bunch of free frozen shaved ribeye.
Yeah.
And he was repping them at the time, and he gave them to me, and I'm looking at them thinking, I don't know. But what I found was that that stuff actually fried up really nice. You got to be fast with it. But after I got through that bulk of it, I decided to try brisket because I always had leftover brisket. Way better. Way better.
Well, just more flavorful because the brisket has been smoked.
Yeah. And you could chop it and put it on. And so I had a flat top, and this is a great way to do a Philly cheesesteak.
You got a Blackstone, same thing.
You have to have a good bun. You have to find somebody, and we go to Wealthy Street Bakery.
Right.
You get those nice French rolls, and you slice them. And I would make up my own garlic butter, and I would heap on the garlic butter. I'd slice the thing, of course, put a lot of garlic butter on it, throw it on the flat top. In the meantime, throwing down some oil, and I'm putting my onions and peppers, green peppers and sweet onions on there. And then I would set down a little bit of brisket and just let it warm slightly, and I would cover it with cheddar cheese and mozzarella. Mm-hmm. Now, the original Philly guys, I don't think use mozzarella, but my good chef buddy taught me that a lot of Mexican chefs do this, by the way. That the mozzarella just adds a certain flavor and look, and it's stringy, and I don't know.
When you bite it, it pulls away before it snaps. Yeah.
So he owns Sabor Mexicano in Lowell, and they are just killing it. And if you want some good, authentic Mexican food, that's a great place to go. But so I started putting mozzarella on top of it, and it doesn't take long, and I'd put a lid on it so it would melt the cheese over the brisket. And then I would use my big spatula, flip that bun over, lift the whole thing up and set it on the bun, and then cover it with all those beautiful sautéed onions and peppers, my mouth's watering again. And you just set it out and watch people's eyes because they cannot wait to dive into that thing.
Right.
You wouldn't believe how many of those things we sold.
Right.
It was crazy. But that's a Philly cheesesteak if you're in Lowell, Michigan.
Right.
And or your backyard.
It's as good as it sounds. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've eaten many of them, and my mouth's watering just.
You've got a flat top. You can do them at your house.
Yeah, exactly. So again, French roll. You don't have to use brisket. You can find shaved prime rib in the store if you want to. But the idea is you got to have thin cut meat because you want it to kind of crinkle up a little bit and give you some texture in there.
Yep.
Being that texture is the word of the day.
And in all honesty, You could even smoke a chuck roast and do the same thing because that's a wonderful chuck flavor. Any kind of beef, then get the cheese and the onions and peppers on a beautiful bun. Go to Wealthy Street Bakery and order a bunch of them because when you take one bite, your crowd is going to go nuts over them.
Little crunchy on the outside, and soft in the middle.
Hall Street Bakery too, same owners.
Right.
Boy, that's just one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, it is.
So,
tribute to Philly.
Will I be rooting for Philly or LA? I don't know.
Right.
I like Matt Stafford.
Right.
Yep. But I got no horse in that race.
Right.
I want the Lions there. And I love what Coach said. He's seeing the Lions in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yep. Well, they'll have to go through Philadelphia to get there if the Philadelphia beats the Rams, right? Because I think that's the matchup. And then whoever beats Bills and Ravens meets the Texans and Chiefs. So I think that's the path. We're going to have a couple tough games to get there.
I can honestly say that the teams that are coming up to it are really impressive.
Yeah. Yep. Should be good.
I like Philadelphia. I like my Lions, but I'm thinking Philly looks really, their front line is so big, you know. They are a good team. Very good team.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But I don't think the Lions will have any trouble with the Commanders.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean the Redskins.
Yeah, right. Now you got it right the first time, but we're about to get over that politically correct stuff in our world, and that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So But anyway, yeah, lots of football
to
watch.
Have you signed an edict?
What? No, I didn't sign anybody's anything.
Oh, no.
This guy.
No.
You got to be careful what you drop in front of him.
Wow, man.
He'll just hammer it.
So what do you put? You put a sauce on your Philly cheesesteak? No. Nothing?
You've got garlic butter on the bun, and you've got, I do use seasoned salt on the meat when I put it down before I put the cheese on it. And very often, like my favorite, I make my own up, but it always starts with Lowry's garlic salt.
That's good stuff.
And there'll be some juice from the meat when it heats up that when you scoop it up, it'll get on the bun and drizzle through.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a beefy flavor.
You haven't carved all the fat off the brisket, so
right. It's
going to help you out. And don't cut all that fat off the brisket.
No, never. Fat's flavor, baby. Has been forever.
I'm full of flavor in that case.
Yep. So we missed one in Detroit. We've got our friends at Valentino's Vodka, Valentine Vodka, right? What are you making for a playoff drink?
I haven't gone that far.
Okay.
I haven't even given that a consideration.
Well, this time of year when it's bitter cold like this, I retreat back to my bourbon bottle and my wife loves a old fashioned.
Oh.
And so we're making old fashions for the Saturday night games. It won't be a lot of them. I mean, I might one, maybe two, because it's a 3.5 hour game, you know, but I know that that's what'll be happening there. And I've got my Maker's Mark 1792 out, and it'll make a good bourbon with those little cherries.
It'll make its mark.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yep. And so. And, you know, one or two is all I want to do.
And there's a lot of people doing dry January, too.
Sure they are. I am kind of. Mine's damp. I'm damp January. I'm not dry.
Glad I didn't say that.
Got to be on a
That's why he wears fleece.
Right.
So you guys heard of California Sober, what California Sober is for January?
No.
That's no booze, but you're lighting up the reefer. So California Sober.
Oh, is that right?
Well, you don't even have to light it up. There's a store called Loom that makes a seltzer with THC in it.
Oh, right. Boy.
Yeah. And I know a few people that absolutely love it.
Yep.
And I can't throw my wife under the bus by mentioning her right now.
No, that's okay. You know what? It's legal. It's an adult beverage.
Yep.
No different than the bourbon I was
talking
about.
No, it's probably
better for you. Who knows?
Less harmful.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. It's a football weekend, and enjoy some of these great appetizers that we talked about or your favorite ones. We'll be talking with you next week.
There you go. See ya.